Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're tackling your sex and dating questions and everything in between. Topics include how to find a third for your first threesome, moving your relationship from the friend zone to a for real relationship, getting started with anal sex, and so much more. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Thank you for subscribing on iTunes, making Sex with Emily part of your life. We love when you subscribe to the show, right, Menace? I'm here with Menace today. Menace, hi, honey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm looking up something because
he's bugging me. Okay.
The thing is, so we had this girl on the show, I don't know.
On Sex with Emily?
Yeah, like maybe a year ago, right?
Okay.
And now I see her on TV like all the time. She was in Jurassic Park. She's part of a podcast, like a female like comedian group.
Oh, yeah.
But now she's on this HBO show that I've been watching called Crashing. And
Wild Horses. She's from the Wild Horses.
Yeah, Wild Horses. Yes. That's it. Yes.
It's Lauren Lapkus.
Lapkus.
Yeah,
but
she's amazing. The show's, she's so talented.
The show's great. Check it out. Okay. Crashing on HBO.
Right. You were
sorry
on that. Right.
I was just thinking about that right now as we're starting. Sorry.
Right, exactly.
I was like, who was...
It was called Wild Horses. I think it was like Sex with Wild Horses or something we called it. I don't remember what it was.
No, it was like called... Yeah, like Wild... Yeah.
But that's the name of their comedy... thing here at the Improv, but they also, not the Improv, at the
they had a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, Upright Citizens Brigade, and they also podcast UCB.
But I keep on seeing her on TV.
I know,
TV.
She's amazing. She's such a good actress. She was in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, really?
She's one of the prison guards, yeah. She's awesome.
Crazy.
Crazy. That's cool, Menace. So that's what you were doing?
Yes.
Before the show. Well, I'm just happy to see you here, and
I'm
just getting on with telling everybody here that I love when they subscribe, when they review us, when they review us on iTunes. I mean, there's so many new podcasts now, which is amazing.
Yes.
But it helps when people subscribe to the podcast. That's what helps us so people can see our ranking on iTunes and all that. But also, if you review the show, also helpful. We love
do
that.
All that.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all at Sex with Emily. And it's also Masturbation Month.
Write a nice review, because if you don't, Emily gets sad.
I just sad. Yeah.
I have a thick skin.
If you have a bad thing to say, you can just email me. No, but you should email me anyway, because we love this show. We're actually taking your calls, answering your emails. You can always email me anytime. feedback@sexwithemily.com or right straight to the website. But yeah, nice reviews, cool. Better than bad reviews. Let's just spread love, right? I'm just here to help you. That's all.
That's it.
That's why I'm here. I love it. So how is your Masturbation Month been going? Anything new?
It's been going great. It's, how about this? Because you know, I've been traveling a lot in Masturbation Month. Do you have any recommendations? I mean, other than the Bullet, is there anything like that compact size out there that, you know, if people want to change it up other than the Bullet?
Yeah.
That people would want to use?
Like a clitoral vibe? Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed with the G-ring.
The G-ring? I've never heard of this one.
I know. I'm so glad you asked. Okay. It goes around your finger and your finger becomes a vibrator. It looks like a ring. Like it literally does look like a ring.
You've talked about stuff like this. I didn't know it was called the G-ring.
The G-ring. Yep. You can check it out on our website, FT London. I think we sell them on our website. And it is so cool. And it's just like, if you want to touch your partner anywhere or touch yourself, everywhere you put it, you can put it on any finger, touch your breast, touch your partner's breast, his penis, your clitoris, it freaking goes everywhere. Like giving your partner a little neck massage. It is so cool. I love that. That's a great one. And it's also, it's like a Bullet in the sense of Bullet vibes, which you're referring to. I love that. You know, all the names of all the
terms.
Vibrator groups. Yes. Very sweet. Yeah, it's like a Bullet vibe, but it's even better because it like wraps around your finger and stays with you. No one even needs to know. It could be kind of fancy.
And the big, I mean, I know.
And it's a remote control for the FT London butt plug.
Oh, FYI. Wow.
Yep.
Now, I know you've brought up the Bullet many times before, and I've shared the story a couple times, but we get new listeners all the time.
We do. So
a big funny Bullet story is that my coworker and I, we lived in the same building in San Francisco, right? And she was getting a new bed, like a new mattress or something like that. So I was helping her move her mattress. And then this like metal thing dropped on the ground that had like a rubber tip on it. Right. And I had no idea what it was. It looked like a Bullet.
Right.
And I picked it up off the ground.
Right.
And there was like a little button on the back of it. And I hit the button and she almost died. God. Because I'm like looking at it, like trying to figure out what this thing is.
Right.
Right?
Right. We all have
those. Yeah. She almost died. It's a funny story that we share.
It is a funny story. That is a funny story that we share.
So I found her Bullet.
I feel like that's a good story. My friend has a cock ring. It looks like, kind of looks like a Fitbit.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those sleek, I think it was, I can't remember who makes it, but I gave it to her. But it was like a really cool penis ring. And it's kind of flat, goes around the penis, but it's like very sleek. And her housekeeper picked it up and said, oh, is this your, I found your Fitbit. And thought it was a Fitbit. She was holding it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. But actually, it was a penis ring.
Nice.
So there's a lot of myths. Like, what is this thing? That's why, that's the other thing. Vibrators have come a long way in the last 12 years. You can't even tell what they are anymore.
Yeah.
So
they're on the down low.
They're on the down low. It's awesome. I have the vibrator necklace, the vibrator. What else is a good that we could talk about that's a new fun toy this month that you don't know about? I like that we have, since it's masturbation month, we have a subscription box and it's actually, people are loving it. And I keep, because there's so much going on the show, I kind of forgot to mention it lately, but I love that you guys are fighting on the website. It's a box you can get every quarter. And this month, it's mutual masturbation. And I wrote like a mutual masturbation guide for you. So people can actually like, and it's like, it's got a bunch of different things in it. Like for, it's got
like a masturbation sleeve.
You did. Emily's box. You told me. Well, now I have one. It's called Unbound Box. And it comes with like a sleeve. It comes with this Bullet. Mm-hmm. I mean, this G-ring. It comes with lube. Stuff for mutual masturbation.
That's good. Because
that is, you know, sex with someone you love is masturbation. And mutual masturbation is a great way for you guys to learn about your partner.
That's
when you're
great.
Together. Yeah. Big turn on. You should try that this month, everyone. Oh, and we're having a contest before we get into sex in the news. I would like you all you must all do this by the end of the month. If you'd like to win some special prizes, if you would, if you'd like that, we've got some things to give you. Make us happy, make you happy. Email me your favorite masturbation routine. How do you masturbate? How do you break it down? I want to know what you think about, what you do, where you're sitting, where you're standing, what you're smelling, what you're not eating. Hopefully you're not eating at that moment. But, you know, whatever you're doing, I want to know. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com or just use the Ask Emily tab. That's even easier on my website. We're going to give you prizes and stuff.
All right.
I just did my Michigan accent. Prizes.
Prizes.
We're going to do prizes. I just feel like doing that. I usually like my Michigan accent.
Yes, I do.
You're over it. Okay, Menace.
Yes.
So, as you know, talk about sex a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I never all get tired time, of it. Like, constantly. People are like, oh, do
you're
you mind?
Obsessed
I am
sex.
Obsessed. But here's the thing. Yeah. Here's what I love about my job is that people are like, oh, do you ever get tired of talking about it? Do you ever feel like, I had an Uber driver the other day who I almost married until he started talking.
Uh-huh.
But at first, I got in the car and he picked me up at LAX and I was so tired. I was just flying back. I had a really quick trip back east. And he's like, I got in the car and he says, hi. He's like, would you like some water? Would you like to, do you need a charger? Like those. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you just filled every need that I had like in that moment. And I was so happy. I was like, yes, I'm quite thirsty. Yes, yeah. I would. And he's like, so what do you do? Right. And he's a cute guy. We're driving. I'm like, oh, I've got, and usually a lot of times I just don't talk or I say I'm a producer and I'm like, oh, I've got this, you know, sex show with Emily. He's like, oh, wow, that's cool. And he's like, do you ever get tired of it? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, do you ever like not want to have sex because you talk about it all day? And I was like, I thought he meant like, at first I thought he meant like, do you get tired of talking about it? Or he said, is it ever weird for you? Like when you, something like that. I thought he was asking me what most people ask me. Is it weird for you to date people?
Yeah.
Cause that's like the top question I get asked is, are guys intimidated to date you? Is it weird? Blah, blah. And I went off on that. He goes, no, I mean like you, like, do you ever get home? And you're like, oh, I don't want to have sex. And I'm like, no, I actually don't. I mean, I talk about it all the time, but it's very different. It's like, I guess if you're a chef, right? Mm-hmm. You still want to eat, right? You're so hungry. Yeah. You get home, you want to eat things. But I understand that question. But so that was kind of an annoying conversation because then he kept saying like, what's the weirdest story you've ever heard? Which I actually need a better answer to that because I don't have one. After all these years, maybe nothing's weird to me or I don't really remember anything being like, oh my God, that's crazy. So where this is leading me to is that I realize that I'm never sick of it, having sex or talking about it. And that lately, a lot of the things that sometimes in the show, you know, 12 years, how many thousands of episodes, I think, God, have we talked about this? Have we said it? Maybe people are tired of hearing about it. And then I realize these are questions that come up all the time and that people have at any age. And they're still the same questions that come up today that came up 12 years ago in many sense. So there was an article that came out that's like the lies you need to stop believing, right? According to sex experts, including myself. So let me just tell you, these are like the myths and I love debunking myths. And I found out like three of these myths came up in the last week by like adults, really? People I know. They're like, oh, is that true? I'm like, really? So I'm going to break them down for you guys.
Okay.
Here's myth number one. Men should be ready to go anytime, anywhere. So I think that
they should be ready to go?
Yes, and that women...
Are they ready to go?
That men should be ready to go. That we think that men should just be turned on and ready... And that women, when a guy's not turned on or whoever the men's partners are like, he's not attracted to me, something's wrong. Because we expect guys are like...
Start overthinking dynamite,
right?
It. Yeah.
No, but the truth is, a lot of guys have stress, they have anxiety, they're just not in the mood. That happens. Mm-hmm. So that's the first myth. That guys aren't like sex machines all the time. Just because most of the time they are. Doesn't mean all the time. Here's another myth. If you don't orgasm, it's not really sex. And that is not true. It's not true. Sex is about connecting. It's about intimacy. It's about, you know, massage and hugging. Like that's, all of that can be intimate and can be sex even if you don't have an orgasm. Sex is oral stimulation, manual stimulation, mutual masturbation. You know, it can be like talking dirty, reading erotica, watching porn together. Like all of this stuff can be sex. And if you don't have an orgasm, it doesn't mean that you weren't engaging in like intimacy and sexual activities. Not necessarily the end goal.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Just going to pick a few of these out. This is my favorite one because I just can't. Right. I'm shocked that this is still shocking to people.
Okay.
Vaginal orgasms are easy to come by.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, well, you've heard, but I bet I first told you this 12 years ago, you're like, really? But it's probably in lots of ways changed your life. But all the time that I think that people are surprised that women don't have orgasms. In fact, most of women do not have orgasms during intercourse. We just don't. It's not easy for us. Our clitoris does not typically get aroused by the positions that we have to be in for, you know, it's not rubbing our clitoris the same way. We need extra stimulation. We need to be turned on. We need, like, a lot of women come through oral sex, though. Where's all the oral sex happening in the world? There's not enough oral sex in the world.
I know.
So, I hear from women and men, they're like, I don't understand. Guys feel like a failure if their partner can't orgasm on their penis. Who cares if it's on your penis? Who cares how it is with your hands, with your mouth, whatever? It's just not the norm, okay? Not every woman can. Here's another myth. Sex should be off the charts and hot in the beginning. It should always be amazing in the beginning. I don't think that the reason why I have a problem with this is because if it's like horrible the first month or two, you're like, oh, it's bad. Yeah. Like, you're not going to stay with someone. But sex can get better over time. You know, the more you learn to communicate with someone and, you know, you understand what your partner likes and what they need and chemistry, that can actually develop over time and get better. I mean, it should be good at the beginning. You should have the basic chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, the first actually get better. One or second time, it might not be that great. But after that, you probably get in a rhythm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you'll know if it's like really bad and well, you'll probably email me and ask me, but
yeah,
if it can get better, but typically it can get better over time. Here's another myth. Having used lube means you aren't really aroused.
Uh-oh. We know you've the answer been to that. Preaching that for I know, years. Dude.
Put that shit on my tombstone. Lube is your best friend, you guys. Lube is your BFF. Lube gets a bad rap. I don't know who was doing lube's PR when this all went down, that lube was if you're dry or there's discomfort or there's a problem or we got to bring out the lube from like under the in the attic or something. No, lube enhances orgasm for men and for women every single time and for masturbation. Those are my favorite ones. My myths. Yeah. I just thought I'd debunk some myths today before we carry on.
That's good.
Catch the emails. Any myths you'd like to debunk? Just in general, in life.
Myths that I like to debunk.
Was there anything that you ever learned about sex that you're like, oh my God, I thought that this was true and now it's not? I don't want to put you on the spot there.
No, just a lot of myths that sometimes, you know, when people overthink things that sometimes when a guy is telling you that I've been preaching this for years. When a guy tells you something, that might be what he is saying. He is telling you the truth.
Like, you shouldn't overanalyze and overthink.
Shouldn't overanalyze and think it's five different things.
Right. Like, what does he really mean by the fact that he'll see me later
tomorrow? That's what he means.
Do you know what the problem is with guys though and women? When someone says you see you later or talk to you soon, when you're at the initial stages of dating someone, I know what you're saying overall. If a guy says to you, I like you and I'd like you to be my girlfriend or whatever, it doesn't mean something different. But I'm saying in general, this is a separate topic. When someone says you're in an early stage of a relationship, they're like, see you soon or see you later.
Yeah.
It's like dagger. It's like, when? Like, I just want to know because this is going to ghost. Is this going to end? What's happening?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That's good.
Okay. So let's get into some calls and emails.
All right.
I'm very excited for this. And, give a shout out to our sponsors. Thanks everyone for supporting them. We love them. We love you. And we'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, we have Carly. She's 46 from Washington State. And her question is this. How does a happily married couple with a great sex life and a secure relationship have a safe threesome? And how do they find a third? The threesome question.
That keeps on
Carly.
Up recently.
I know, right? Threesomes are back.
They're back.
Hey, Carly, I'm here with Menace. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, we're so excited. Can't
What's
even
going
tell you.
On? What can I ask what part of Washington you live in, if that's okay? Or you don't want to give it up?
I'm right smack dab in the middle of Washington. I call it the armpit of Washington, but
all right. Okay. My mom lives in Spokane.
Oh.
Or Spokane. What's the proper way of saying it?
Spokane.
Spokane?
It's
good.
Spokane. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Now I know.
Okay, good.
Even though she's lived there for like 7 years now. Spokane. Got
yeah.
it.
Spokane
is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to get some info. What is the population of the area that you live in? Because I'm trying to see
How to find a threesome there?
How to find a threesome, yeah.
It's about 30,000.
Ooh, so that narrows it down.
Yeah, that does narrow it down. Yeah. So tell us what's going on with your threesome sitch. Potential.
Okay, well, so like I said, my husband and I have been married for almost 7 years. We have a great sex life, not as often as we both would like, but at least we're on the same page, and it's great when we do have it. I'd say average, great. You know, twice a week. And we have talked lots of times about having a threesome, and we started to do a little search for, you know, somebody to join in with us, but then it was kind of like, oh, you know, I don't know, and the whole disease thing kind of creeps me out, and I'm like, we don't know how to go about finding somebody to bring in with us,
right,
for the first part. Okay. And then when we do find somebody, I don't know if I could go down on them. I wouldn't have a problem going down on me. But,
of course.
You know, how selfish is that?
No, think a lot of women feel that way. I mean, a lot of women have never been with... No, I think because you've never been with a woman before. I'm sure a lot of it, there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of things going on. And you're like, I don't know. But let's start with the first one. First of all, I think that you guys, and one of the things you asked was like, you know, are you guys in a good place for it? And I think that you've been together a long time. What, 7, 8 years you said? You're married. And you've talked about it, and you guys have discussed like your boundaries and, you know, hey, whatever they are. Did you discuss your rules and your deal breakers, things that can happen and cannot?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So, yeah. So now it's finding a third. Now, where you're living, you know, might be harder, like in a smaller town, but also there's a lot of great websites for it right now where you can find a third. Like if you just want to start there, you could put like both your picture on. There's one called Cassidy, K-A-S-I-D-I-E. Group Desire. Yeah, there's one called groupdesire.net. And then the one that's not on here is what's the new, I'm trying to remember the one that's so, Thrinder, but you told me about this last week.
Called,
right?
So yeah, like the this a is couple the episodes ago, it's called Field.
Field.
All right. I talked about it because some of my friends did a YouTube video on it. You got to check it out. It's youtube.com/mankim music. And click on the Valentine's Day episode.
Okay.
They have a whole video on it and like break it down on how it works. And download that app and see if there's anybody in your area that happens to be on it.
Right. I mean, there's like swingersclublist.com, FetLife, if you guys are into more kinkier things. There are just like swinger sites.
Or, you know, if you don't want to, you know, try this out for the first time in your own area, maybe like go to, you know, Seattle or something where it's heavily populated, most likely there will be more people.
We thought about that.
You should. Yeah, I was thinking that you should just kind of get out of your town anyway for a weekend.
Yeah.
You could start finding people. Even Bumble, like even some of the regular dating apps like Tinder, they even do have things like if you're looking for a third person.
Yeah.
It's actually more common now than ever. So this is a great time to do it. And I feel like threesomes, it's always been a top question, I guess. But lately we were getting so many more of them. I just feel like, you know, finding a third would be, I think you could set up, go there like a little bit earlier. You could start talking to someone on the phone if you find like your prospect, right? Let's say you're going to Seattle and you guys could like FaceTime with her and see like, okay, how do we feel about it? And then meet for coffee, meet for drink and see if you guys are both into it and then go from there.
Or if you know, if you just want to shoot fish in a barrel, visit our old city in
San Francisco
and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So just be anywhere.
I'm sure flights are cheap these days.
Yeah.
You can just go there.
They totally are. And we thought about doing the Seattle thing. We kind of looked at some of the, you know, sex parties that happen around there. Unfortunately, that seems like a lot of them are like on weeknights.
Oh, really?
You know, I say you go there on a weekend, you download one of these apps like Field and,
any of that.
Or you know there's
going to
be a lot of potential, you know.
Right.
Hookups, partners, I don't know what you would call them.
Right. And you would let, and that's
candidates.
That's kind of how you do it, because I don't know if where you live you'd find people, or you go to a local sex shop if you have one, like a sex toy store that's like kind of friendly, like you know, like the ones that are like a, you know, like a pleasure chest or good vibrations or like a
And also it's like, you know, if this is something you find out, you know what, we're not really into this, you can leave in Seattle and it's not hanging around your hometown.
That's the thing too.
You know?
Yeah. You could just kind of experiment. You guys are already have that out of town feeling like we're on vacation and we're doing our
thing. Crazy.
Yeah. We're going crazy. Yeah. And also if you don't want to, here's the thing. You also should absolutely need to be honest that you haven't been with a woman before. I don't think you have to pretend that you know everything. And so whoever you're with, the unicorn, as they call it, the third woman.
Yeah.
Just like the Starbucks drink now, right? Is that what it's called? The Unicorn?
The Unicorn, right. Correct.
Right.
Look at you.
They named it after Threesome. I know. I watch TV, pop culture. I know, dude.
It's crazy.
So what I'm saying is,
blowing my mind.
Usually, typically, the Unicorn or the third woman, she might, you know, she might be like, that's cool. I'm into it, or I haven't either. Or who knows? So I just think you got to be honest and don't. It's a, you might in the moment, who knows? You might. I thought that too. I hooked up with a chick a few times. I thought I couldn't do it. And there I was doing it. You never know. And you're like, oh, I have one of these. I kind of know what to do. So you figure it out if you're into it. And if you're not, no pressure.
That's the thing. What? Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I know what I like.
Right.
So I would probably be good at it.
Yeah.
But can I actually do it? And,
what?
You know, the kissing and the boobs and things, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
I'm just not so sure I can do oral sex on another one.
I mean, do you drink tequila? Because definitely if you have a couple of those. A
couple drinks.
A couple shots, it's going to happen.
Don't get too drunk.
I like that nice.
You're going to be all about it.
Yeah. No, I think
you're
that.
I love it.
Don't do anything you don't want to do, but just be open to how you feel in the moment.
It's not too many shots.
And be honest about where you're at. And just be yourselves. You guys will go out, you'll flirt, you'll see who you're attracted to. You could even set up a few dates if you're there for two nights. I would try to do some pre-screening because you only got a few nights there. But just go for it. And also protection. Use protection. You can use dental dams, you know, stuff like that. I would definitely be safe.
I thought about that, you know, and we know about condoms and female condoms and dental dams and things. And, you know,
you got to bring them with you.
Weren't sure.
Absolutely. Just do it. You got to be safe. Okay. I want to hear how this goes. We got to know. Will you follow up?
I have one more part to this question.
Okay.
And that would be my husband wants to give me a third. He wants another man to join us. Because I read a lot of mommy porn, and we watch porn together, and we talked about it. And I told him, you know, I think he's just incredible for even wanting to be open to that. But I'm like, can reality ever beat fantasy? And I'm going, because my husband's the only one that's ever been in my ass.
Right.
And so I don't know if that would happen, but then would I be able to, like, be face-to-face with another guy when my husband's in the room? And how weird is that?
So that like, is, I mean, yeah, no. So I mean, I think that, again, is it something that, well, do you want it to happen or it's more that he wants it to happen? I get that you fantasize about it. But is he the one who's like, let's do it. I want to watch that. Because there's some guys that are into that. But if you don't think that, if you're like, when you're even thinking about it right now, you're not sure you can handle it, then you probably shouldn't. But if you, because we have fantasies.
Fantasy is so much better.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? You have your answer right there. Mm-hmm. A lot, because we can kind of discern. You have to. This is the thing about fantasies. There's some that we just want to have in our head and we don't want to ever happen. We're like, I never wanted that to happen. Or there's some that we're like, yeah, I can't wait for that to happen. Like the threesome with your husband and another woman. But if he's pushing for it and you're not so sure, you're not ready yet, or you might never be ready. But don't put yourself in that situation.
Okay.
Unless
that's good.
Unless you want
he's,
to. Okay.
He's pretty good. He doesn't push.
Okay.
He
good.
He just wants to know that. You know, if I was open to having a woman, which I am, I'm totally open to it, and I'd love to make that happen for him and everything. And he wants to reciprocate, and you know, he wants to take me down to Vegas and get a professional. And
Well, I would see.
He's awesome. But.
Yeah, no, it sounds like he's awesome. But if he's doing it for him or for you, like it sounds like you're not so sure about it. So if you're not so sure, don't do it. Okay,
awesome.
Really, until you're sure.
If
okay,
you go
thank
to Vegas.
You
so much. Do the Aria Hotel or Cosmopolitan.
Have fun. Use protection. Let us know how it goes. I need to hear how this goes down.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
And we love our Joe Lube, and I love my magic wand.
Oh yay.
Sweet.
Carrie, it makes me so happy. Thank you. Bring it on those trips. Those,
awesome.
Those travel
you.
Well. Okay, bye. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Wow.
What's a threesome without some Joe Lube
layers.
And magic wand? So many layers.
So many layers to that conversation.
You know, what's funny though, man, is I really feel like threesomes are back. Like even yesterday I was talking
They're
to a friend.
They're so hot right now.
My married friend who like lives in the Valley, he called me. He's like, okay, I got a question for you. We have these neighbors. We're all friends. There's a group of like 10 of us and we're all friends, like 10 couples or 7 couples. He says, and now we hear that this one couple, you know, my wife is out for a girl's dinner and they were all talking about how they are on some app and they're having a threesome. Like, is that real? People do that? I'm like, yeah. And I keep getting all the, and not only that, our questions about threesomes have increased.
I know.
I don't know what it's about.
What is going
Anal's
on?
Going, no, we still have a lot of anal questions.
Yeah. It was just like,
I don't know.
What was it?
2017's.
I know. What was it?
Anal's a new blowjob. Squirting's a new anal.
Squirting,
threesomes.
And then there was pegging, and now threesomes are just coming back.
Threesomes,
it's like,
yeah. Their mainstay. It's good, though.
It's like throwback.
Throwback
it's crazy.
Threesomes. Okay. It was crazy. Isn't this fun?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay, we have Kelly on the line. She's 27 from North Carolina, and she wants to know how to make the jump from a friends with benefits relationship to a real relationship. Hey, Kelly. What's up? You're here with
Emily.
Hi. I'm with Menace today as well.
Hello.
So we both are here to help you.
Oh, I love Menace. Hey, Menace.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
How about that, right?
What's up to North Carolina? I feel like North Carolina is like always in the news now for like
for
good
what?
And bad stuff. I feel like a lot of people have moved to North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Kelly, do you feel like that? There's been an influx of people from elsewhere more than other times?
I don't know. I know a lot of people who are moving away, so I guess it depends on who you know.
They're coming in and out. But that's great.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? What's happening?
So I'm not sure how much y'all read in the email, but
just tell
I
us.
Basically have a friends with benefits situation with someone who I've dated a couple times in the past. But we, moving into this, we explicitly talked to each other and we're like, we're never going to date again. This is just a physical thing and also a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's been working out pretty well so far. But I also did just starting dating someone new who I'm really excited about, and I feel like it could turn into something really serious. But he is a little slower in terms of getting physical with people, which is fine. I'm not in a rush, partly because I have my needs taken care of, right?
Oh, because you're the friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, like, the ideal for me in this situation would be if I could eventually transition to dating this new guy seriously, but it would also be able to maintain actual friends, the friends with benefits. And I wasn't sure if there were a really, like, a way that was the best to guarantee that moving into that, or whether that were even possible. So
well, I don't
hear
think,
your thoughts.
Well, your question is, how could you still stay just friends with your friends with benefits guy while moving into a relationship with someone else?
Yeah. And I talked to him about that explicitly, and he said that he would be fine, but, you know, people can say things and not.
He's
mm-hmm.
fine
yeah.
until he gets
not
another
really
girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, this is the tricky thing about friends with benefits is that it is, you know, the benefits are sometimes that you have, you know, you have more emotions, you're more connected. It is a little bit more intimate. So it might be harder just to hang out and not have sex, you know. I'm sure you have a real, like, connection and a friendship in
right.
there. But I think you'll just have to, like, wait and see. But really right now, you know, it sounds like you want a relationship. So you kind of might have to choose, but yay, you know, some people just seamlessly move into friends.
What's going on with this guy? What do you think he's going so slow? I mean, and what have you done physically with him?
Okay. Well, I think the way that he explained it to me, because I asked him what pattern he tends to follow when he starts a new relationship, because I noticed it was going more slowly than what I was used to. He is actually an international student. He's getting a master's, and he's here from India, and he said that his experience is that it was a cultural thing, that he comes from a more traditional kind of culture, and that folks don't tend, at least in his community, to move fast when they start dating someone new.
Okay.
So he has made out some, but
like how
that's as far as
right.
Oh, really?
But is it the kind
okay,
of thing
cool.
like he wants to save sex for?
Because if you had sex with them already and he was telling you that, I was about to say he's full of shit, but
right.
if you guys haven't done anything other than making out, then I believe that he is telling the truth then
right.
on
but
taking
you,
it slow
right
yeah.
Does he say how slow? Is he like, we have to wait till we're committed or till we're married, or, you know, what's the deal? You'll see. I mean, you'll
I haven't clarified that with him, but
I would clarify.
You know, I have such a good feeling about it that I don't feel like I necessarily need to ask yet.
Well, that's good. Then just why don't you just write it out and see how it goes? And if it's not, remember, if it's not working for you, you're unclear, ask them.
How often do you hang out with them?
About once a week.
Once a week?
That's a good fair clip at the beginning.
And
eventually,
I
think it moves to 2-3 days
Sorry?
A week. I said eventually probably move to 2-3 days a week. So it sounds like it's good. I think there's no problem here. But I think if you still see the other guy, the friends benefits guy, and this guy, it could get confusing. So I would kind of end that one if you really want to move into a real relationship. It's, sometimes it can be hard to balance both of those things.
And maybe he's just,
right.
believe it or not, like kind of shy too. And he's afraid to make other moves. I mean, do you know has he talked about any of his dating history at all of like past relationships? I know that's kind of might be a weird discussion to have, or has he brought it up of like any past girlfriends or anything like that? Maybe he's like really new.
I was asking when the last time was that he had dated, because he mentioned it had been a while. So I thought maybe that was part of why it was going more slowly, but it was someone he was with for 2 years, and that was like 2 years ago. So
every culture is a little bit different about sex. So you know, I think it's good that you already asked him what it was, and so now you know. But then if it continues to move slow, you just got to keep talking about it. But I think you're in a good place. Sounds like it. You know, maybe going slow would be good. You know, I think actually people tend to go too fast sometimes. Get to know them. Get to see if there's someone you really like, rather than having it be all about sex.
Talking about going too fast. You hear like how, I don't know, see, like, because, you know, I do two different radio shows, so I have no idea if I discussed this with you or if I discussed it with the Woody Show.
Right.
But they were saying how people are now just straight up having sex now and then talking about maybe dating after, you know, because of the, the millennials or the younger crowd or whatever you want to call them these days is, yeah, they're like, they're just like, just going for it and just hooking up and then like, maybe you don't want to date, you know? Dating later.
I've heard that. Whereas, I've heard a lot of different things where they just don't even want a relationship or they're like blacking out and the sex isn't very good. There's a lot of things
going on. Millennials.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Let us know how it goes, Kelly.
Yeah, keep on emailing us.
Thank you.
I think you sound like you've got a good head and shoulders about this. Of course, it's
no problem.
Fun.
You know how to contact us, but for the people that are listening and don't know, just go to sexwithemily.com and click on Ask Emily. All the contact information is right there.
Exactly, and you guys can send your questions, select if you want to be called. We'll call you.
Do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
But what are the things that we always ask, though,
real quick? Your name. Your age.
You don't have to give your real name. You definitely have to give your real age.
You have to give your age. Where you live, how you listen.
Yes.
How much you like Menace.
No.
Yeah, that's...
What were you going to say about the... Before I interrupted you rudely, I'm sorry. You're going to say about them moving slowly or...
There's been a lot of discussion lately about millennials and sex, and a lot of books have been coming out and research, but, you know, and it says that they're not actually having more sex, but they're not interested in relationships at all. They're not having sex necessarily any quicker either. So I don't know. I haven't heard that they're just having sex.
Yeah, there was a recent...
There's so many things that are...
There's always like counter studies of everything under the sun.
I know that they don't want to get in relationships, a lot of millennials. Yeah. And they are just doing whatever.
But I'm here...
Blackout sex.
The recent study, whatever, wherever we got it from, it was saying that they're just hooking up on these apps... Tinder example or Bumble, they're hooking up and then figuring out later if they want to like date or not.
That tells you nothing if you have sex with someone like the first 5 minutes you know them. Like that.
Look,
that really
I don't say I'm not saying it makes sense, but that's what people are saying.
I mean, it could. There's people like, oh, I slept with my husband on the first night. We've been together 20 years.
I don't even know what the F is going on with younger people because they don't want to. I don't know what their drive is, and I'm not like making a blanket statement about every single young person because I know there's a lot of people. That are listening that don't live this life. But there are some out there that are like, they have no passion to like move out of their parents' house, like get a license or do anything. Like, what the hell is going on?
I think maybe more coddled, more taken care of, not really feeling like they have to go out and...
I know like 30-something year olds that go back to their parents' house to have their mom do their laundry. Like, what the hell
I don't know,
is that
dude.
About?
Do you think that's more than before? I feel like I used to hear those stories, but I've heard this now. But
I mean,
I don't know. I can't imagine.
I just felt like I know all my friends, they wanted to, their goals were to get a car so they can go out and take women out on dates and like, just be out dating as much as possible. But now it's like people want to stay at their house and talk over the internet. And they feel like they're actually having a relationship.
They think that
they're not doing anything.
They're not doing anything. That they're living at home. Or that's the other thing is it's more about being online. They're not out socializing.
Yeah, but they feel like they're socializing.
They feel like it. They feel like they have all these friends because they're like sitting on their couch and they've just contacted 1,000 people on their phone. But it's not real. It's not connection.
It's not.
And you're right. Living at home. I mean, I've had a job since I was 14 just so I could move to California, which I did the day I graduated from college. So I don't understand.
Sorry to go on a tangent about stuff that people already know, but it's just like...
Not everybody knows everything. For example...
But if you are one of those people I'm talking about, like, come on, wake up. Get out there. Do stuff.
There's
meet
been
people.
A lot more calls, actually. A lot more emails and calls from people who are saying they live with their parents. They're not sure where to have sex. Or they live with their parents. Mm-hmm. And they're not, you know, it's like, well, maybe you should get a job.
Just get out.
Everyone can get a job.
I know there's going to be a part where you struggle. I know, like, you're living... Awesome. You don't have any worries. And we were talking about before the show started. And it's just such a great representation of like what we went through in our 20s is so we're watching Girl Boss on Netflix, which is awesome because it's all about San Francisco, which where you and I came up, and about like being broke and struggling and dating and stuff like that. And highly recommend it.
It's so good. And because, it's such a flashback.
But it's true to life.
Work effort. Like, yeah, it is.
It's like, hey, if you like hustle and you work, it will work out in the end, but you just got to take that leap.
And struggle trust yourself. For a while. You got to struggle. It's a good, the struggle, not only is the struggle real, but like the struggle is, I would never be here if I didn't struggle. So I look back on those times and the days of trying. I was like, I watched this because it's about Sophia Amoroso, who started Nasty Gal, if you haven't seen it yet, which is a clothing company that actually just went bankrupt, but she still has a lot of stores, success.
That's all.
I thought the whole company.
I don't know, but she's still worth hundreds of millions of dollars. True. So,
but the point is that she about going had bankrupt. This passion, and that's all she cared about. Like, she was doing her business. Yeah. She had this idea, and she stuck to it, and she did it, and she made it happen. And I think, and I kind of remember looking at that, like, that's all I talked about was Sex with Emily. That's all I cared about. And it was the same year, 2006, I started. Mm-hmm. It was like this obsession. I would sit up all night with my papers all over my house, and my mom came to town and said, this is kind of scary. It looked like a beautiful mind with all the my business plan all over the wall. And she thought I was insane. I should get a job at Starbucks because they have health plan, which I never did get a job at Starbucks. But sometimes you just got to follow your dreams. You do. It's going to be hard. But I look back on those times of the struggles. I'm like, God, that was, I wouldn't be who I am, where I am now, but if I didn't have that.
Thing is, I know I didn't
sell my juicer and everything else I owned.
As a man and like all my guy friends, I know that we do all these things and that in the end goal, at least a large majority of us is to find a partner to share all that stuff with. You know, it's like, oh, why are we talking about like growing the business and things like that? It's like where you feel good about yourself and you build the confidence where you project that out there and you find somebody that you want to be with, you know?
Yep. That's right. So, man.
At least amongst the people that I hang out with, that's their goal, you know?
Hold on a minute. I missed this. You're saying that their goal is...
Their goal to do all these things
is just to find a partner and get married?
Well, no. That helps... how do I...
Gives them the confidence for men. For a lot of men, they're driven to work in that way because they're like, then I can find someone I'll be more attractive and be the provider.
Yes.
Right, of course. And women... But I think that... Yeah, women maybe aren't socialized in the same way, but I do believe that it's a different... I think that Sophia is a great example of that, of a woman kind of just taking care of herself and saying, you know, I'm gonna make this happen. So... Yeah.
It's great. Check it out.
We love it. Okay.
Girl Boss, Netflix.
Okay. Girl Boss, it's awesome. Okay, our next call, we've got Nisha. She's 34 from Toronto. And Nisha and her partner are interested in anal, but she's a little scared. Wants to know where to start. Has some anal beads. How do you get the party started? Hi, Nisha. You're on with Emily and Dennis. How you doing?
How are you?
Nisha, I have a quick question. It's a dumb question.
Okay.
When I call Toronto, is it just a regular area code or do I have to call like a bunch of funky numbers?
No, you just have to put one.
Oh, that's it?
Why did you want to text her after?
And then whatever.
No, I just want to know. Like,
Canada, right.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
All I know is about America. I'm not really well-traveled. The only place I've been outside of America is Mexico and Ireland. That's it.
Really?
Yep, that's it.
Toronto's really nice.
I want to go to Toronto. I heard it's great.
I used to go there all the time. Oh, it is.
I heard it's great for hooking up. Is that true or not?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm sure.
Well, you're asking about anal. I'm sure there would be...
She's with her boyfriend.
My partner.
With her partner. Yeah,
I know, but I'm sure he had some dating history in Toronto.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
this
good.
This is the first time
but right
I'm
now,
thinking about that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about anal then. My dumb question is out of the way.
Great. Hi, Nisha. Tell me about the anal questions, exploration, where we're at. Tell me everything.
Okay, so we were interested. We went to a seminar. He was a little bit scared. I'm scared. So I got the guts to, like, we went to the store and we got, I bought one of those little anal beads.
Okay.
So we were trying a little bit, but we're not sure because first I'm thinking, I listened to you a lot and you were saying lube. But the lube that I got, it's a little bit icky. I'm not sure if it helped. I try to use it, and I after was just like, okay, forget it. And then I was telling him about this podcast, and he's like, just call her. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, call her.
And awesome. See, we can break this down so easily. So the thing is, I would say, so it's really a general like anal sex question. I know you got the anal beads and all that, but if you've, I mean, here's the thing about anal sex is that you have to go slow and use lots of lube, but really you want to be turned on first. So it's not like you're just, he's flipping you over or just like starting to play with your butt and then you're going. Like you should have sex like normal, have an orgasm, play with your clitoris, oral sex, however you get there, use some toys, because once you're turned on, like once you've already had an orgasm, like you'll be more aroused. And then with the thing about anal is that you really have to like, you got to breathe, because what happens is we're all nervous with anal, right? Man, it's every time he's going to about to get pegged, you get so scared.
Yeah, when I get pegged, I just clench up like crazy.
But it's like your sphincter, like seriously, you hold, we do all the things that make it worse. So we hold our breath and we tense our, you know, our butt cheeks. That's like the sphincter muscles. So you actually like have to breathe, like really when you breathe, it like opens up and you relax. So even when, you know, so I would, first of all, besides the anal beads, I would start with like a finger. Like I would have him take like his pinky finger with some lube on it when his fingers are clean and his nails are trim. And he should just start like tracing his finger around the opening, like around the outside of your butt, because that's where all, there's a lot of sensitive nerve endings just at the opening that can actually feel really, really good. And then, you know, you're, if you're comfortable, you're breathing, he can start to stick his finger inside. And I would just play with that for a few times and see how that feels before you rush into anal beads, all that stuff. Yeah. And then just make sure it like even feels good. And also if you're like a little, you know, schemish about it, you could do it during masturbation on your own. You can be like, I want to see what it feels like. Because the thing about anal beads, just when you get there, when you graduate to the anal beads, because I do tell people, like, try a butt plug first or try a finger. But anal beads work as well. They're a little more advanced because when they're inside of you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I go, that's pretty quick.
It's pretty advanced.
To start off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just in the sense of you put them inside you, they don't feel anything. It's about pulling them out. So when you pull them out, the beads run over like your the two ring, the sphincter muscles, actually. They run over them and like you feel all these sensations. But I would just start with seeing if you actually like it and how it feels. Okay. But make sure that you're turned on first. Like I said, do foreplay, all that stuff. And be clean, shower. And again, we also have a ton of this stuff, anal sex preparedness preparedness kit on our website.
Another dumb question. Do you know Drake?
You know, funny story.
Yeah.
And I swear, when I was in high school, he was at my high school for a little bit.
No way.
I swear to God.
Dude.
I'm way older than him.
Yeah.
And he was this little crumpy little kid. I'm because he was famous because he was in this little, this program. That
Degrassi, right?
So everybody was like, oh, whatever his name is, Aubrey. And we're like, okay, he's ugly. He's not cute.
But
then
now,
all of a sudden, he's Drake.
Now they act like they were all friends with him back then, huh?
Exactly. Because my friend's like, oh, I wish I was talking to him, because now I get tickets to go to his show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. He's not cute.
Well, see, you never know.
You never know.
You gotta be nice to everybody.
Exactly. Be nice to everybody.
Shout out to Drizzy.
And use lots of lube. Oh, you already know that. Nisha, you're awesome. It's so good to talk to you.
Okay.
Good luck.
So
go
much.
Slow. No pressure on yourself.
Guys.
Okay.
All right,
you too,
luck.
Honey. Good luck. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
What a great show. Anals, blowjobs.
Yeah.
What else?
Drake
threesomes.
Talk.
Drake.
We even
so
brought
fun.
Ruth's Chris
Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Okay, Mattis, thank you
all
so
right.
much.
It was great
You're
talking
awesome.
To you and everybody that called in. That was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. And now we're on to your emails. Hey, Emily, I just started listening to you, and so far, I really enjoy all the knowledge that you bring to the audience. I especially enjoyed the episode when you brought a bunch of ladies to the show. It really gave me a perspective of how different everyone is. My question is, I really have had a hard time approaching women in Canada because I am uncircumcised. From previous experiences and just listening to people talk about the subject without them knowing that I am uncircumcised, they respond with, oh, it's disgusting, or I just can't go through with it, types of answers. I also experienced a girl walking out at me as we were about to have sex because she realized I was uncut. I want to know what your opinion is on the topic. Should I be telling women that I'm uncircumcised before starting to date them or before starting to have sex so they're not surprised? Thanks, Josh. Josh, age 27, Canada. Oh, I'm so glad you asked this, Josh, because I think that the woman you're with, she did not deserve to be with you, the fact that she walked out. I think that there's not enough education around this, and it's seriously like no big deal at all. And you said you've overheard these conversations and you're in Canada. Canada's lovely people in Canada. Canadians are like the nicest people in the world. but really, I think that, you know, a lot of the world is uncircumcised. Sure, a young woman who's never seen one might be like, oh, I'm not sure what that is. But as far as someone leaving, so she was a bitch and she was going to leave anyway. I get really upset about this, like guys being made fun of about like their penises. Like, in fact, you don't have to tell them anything. I think it's healthy to have an uncircumcised penis. I think that the women are uneducated about it, which is why I'm here to help them understand that it's really not a big deal. And it shouldn't affect, it doesn't affect a woman's pleasure at all. Just want to make sure that it's clean, like I'm sure you already do, because just like any, you know, body part that has not been washed, it can contain bacteria. And I just think that, you know, and you guys also can be more sensitive. Women can actually have more pleasure from uncircumcised penises. So I really don't think that you need to be like, oh, by the way, I'm uncircumcised. Like, you're disclosing that you have an STD. Like, it's totally like me saying, oh, I have, you know, small breasts or big breasts or whatever. I don't know. I think that it's just not a big deal. I understand that it can be an issue, but you don't. It's not like you need to disclose it.
You're going to be okay.
You're fine. It's You're fine. All she's good. With you. She's warm. And it's all good. But if you're together and she's like, oh, I've never, if she says like, oh, that's so cool, I've never been with an uncircumcised penis, then Josh, feel free to educate her. Tell her how you like it. You know, tell her how you like it touched. And, you know, it's all, I think it'll be awesome. So don't trip on it, man. Hey, Emily. I'm Sarah. I'm 23 from Massachusetts. I have two questions that may seem like totally different ends of the spectrum. My boyfriend is 33 and we've been together about a year and a half. We have an awesome relationship and when we have sex, I have no complaints, but I want it more than he does. And ironically, I have the worst time initiating. I can't get out of my head and just jump into it. Sometimes I lay there thinking, I want to have sex, just say it, and I can't get out of my mouth. How do I get over this? It's so weird because I've never been shut down. I don't think I'm scared of that. I don't know what my problem is, but it's really frustrating. But lately we have sex. We've also wanted to try toys, and I'm really excited about that. So what do you suggest for great internal, external toy for us to start with? Thanks so much. Love this show. Okay, Sarah, age 33, Massachusetts. Okay, Sarah, so it's like, I love this because the only problem here, which is the good news, is you and your mind. You're tripping yourself out, and I get it, because you don't think you're afraid of rejection, but I think it just seems awkward. Like, I think if we don't have the practice to be like, hey, babe, like, I want to have sex, that you're nervous. So the more that you do it, it's going to get easier. And really just some of the easy tips for this are like, first of all, if you're not sure how to do it, you could send a sexy text. Like, babe, when you get home, like, I just want to bang you.
Yeah.
Or something more graphic or more intimate between the two of you, like whatever.
I want to get it on.
I want to get it on. Let's get it on.
I would like to make love to you.
I would like to make sweet love to you. I think you just got to say it. You can send a text. You can just do actions. What if you just start making out with them? Like, don't you think that with guys, like, make out with them, like, grab his pants, like, grab, you know, for women, we don't want to be grabbed in our boobs or our genitalia, but for guys, grab him, kiss him, start kissing his neck.
Be aggressive. At least I support that.
Right.
You know, some guys might get weirded out by that, but you know what? They're a puss.
Right. You just got to say it. And also, we have a great blog that just came out, which is so perfect. The Initiation Game, 4 Tips for Taking the Lead. You can check that out on the website.
Take the lead all day.
Yeah, all day. Ladies. And then you won't even remember that you never took the lead. It's just like everything else in life. It's a new skill. Toy recommendations. Oh my God. Okay. It's so hard. It's like picking my favorite child. Internal and external toy for us to start with. Together, I think that, you know, I love the Wii vibe. The Wish is my new favorite. It's a it's like a internal external toy. It's just a great toy to use during intercourse. It stays.
You've been obsessed
in your hand.
With the Wish.
It's like it's squishy and soft, and it's vibrates, has all these really cool patterns, and you could use it, like, it's really easy to use during intercourse. I love the G ring that you put on your finger, like I was saying earlier. I think that for couples toy, you could also use the WeVibe Sync. That's a great couples toy to wear during intercourse. If you like penetration and you want, I think, the Rave or the Nova, these are all WeVibe toys. I do love WeVibe. The Rave or the Nova are great toys for G-spot stimulation, and you can control them on an app.
Uh-huh.
They're really cool, and they're great. I think you'll both like them. Cock rings are also great. Oh, God. WeVibe has a new cock ring coming out. Am I allowed to say that? But it's not here
yet. Oh, no.
It's amazing.
You're leaking information.
Sorry, don't tell anyone. But penis rings are great. You can go by that, because they're also, here's the thing about penis rings, is that you wear them, you can use them as a clitoral vibe, you can use them as a Fitbit. Just kidding. You could. he's wearing it. It vibrates. You get on top with your clitoris, like you ride with top or bottom. It's a great toy. Use lots of lube. And I think you initiate, because he comes home and you've got like a... you've got all your toys laid out or something. What should she do? I was thinking about what toy would be great to greet him at the door. Oh, I know. Here's the thing. You guys could, if you get one of these WeVibe toys that are connected to the app, you could like send him, you can message and sext through the app, so you can let him know that you're starting to use the toy. When he gets home, you're already using the Rave or the Nova. That's a fun thing to do. There we go. We just solved the whole thing at once. Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Menace.
Thank you. Oh, I had a...
Dude, what?
Quick story before I...
You have a story? Tell me.
I have a story. So I was going to Coachella, and in Burbank, California, they have a jet service called Jet Suite X, and it's like these little private jets, right? But it doesn't cost a lot of money. It's actually like cheaper than Southwest sometimes. So it's like sometimes $79. Uh-huh. So I get on this jet, and I'm flying to Coachella, and I go to go sit down, and there's a girl sitting in my seat. And I look at her, and it's Ashley Tisdale.
Really?
Who was the producer of Misadvised, which right. the Bravo show.
We did a show on Bravo, yeah.
Bravo, right? And then she's like, oh, sorry, you know, can I have this seat with my husband? And I said, sure, no problem, Ashley. And she was like, was surprised, even though she's like pretty famous. I was like, she was surprised that I knew who she was. And I go, oh, by the way, I got to be on a couple episodes of Misadvised, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity. And she was like totally shocked.
Did she
like,
remember oh my God. You from the? Did
I
she
mean, I
watch
look totally
it?
Different.
Right.
I'm sure she watched it. She put a bunch of money behind it.
Right. That's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but yeah, so I got to thank her for the opportunity, and it was pretty cool. And like, oh, that's such a small world. And then I saw her again at a party.
Really? Was she like, yo, like Menace, what's up?
No. But I was just like, but she was really, really cool.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. That was a fun show.
Yeah, so it was funny. Aww, it was just sweet. Funny.
That is funny. You texted world. Me that, and I was yeah, like, yeah. where are you? You're like, I'm on a plane.
I'm on a plane.
But I'm on a plane with Ashley Tisdale. That was
but
cool.
But it was so random that she was sitting in my seat.
That is random. That's funny. It was crazy. Meant to be. I was going to say, it's cool. People want to ever check out Misadvised and see what we did
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's still clips online on the Bravo
yeah,
website.
Yeah, and you can also get it on
iTunes.
iTunes for like $4.99
yeah,
called Misadvised.
Download it.
It came out in like 2013, 12.
That's I don't
good,
even remember.
Those were good times doing television with you, Menace.
It was good.
But that's a good story. I'm glad you're here safe and sound for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
The plane, you know, all that stuff. Okay, everyone. Thank you, Menace. Find him at Menace and listen to him on The Woody Show.
The Woody Show.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you to my amazing team. Thank you to Ken, Helena, Producer Lark, Jamie, and Michael. And thank you to all my listeners and all of our new listeners and new subscribers.
Yeah.
It's been taking off the show. So thanks for telling your friends and your family and all that stuff. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.